This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Finland, where Aku Oya joins us. Aku, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me again.
You're most welcome. Aku, let's talk about the swim. Has the swim as part of a triathlon, did that come pretty easily to you?
Definitely not. That's been the most difficult challenge for me, as I didn't have any background for swimming. I've always been able to swim, but didn't do front crawl at any time and didn't pretty much enjoy swimming because waters are always so cold here in Finland, even in the swimming pools. So I basically got into swimming when I signed up for my first triathlons. So it's a challenge for me every time.
Have you seen sort of big improvements in your swim from when you started to what you're doing now? I mean, your first Ironman, what was your swim time and what's your best swim time now in an Ironman?
Well, my first time was that 140-something in Switzerland, Ironman Switzerland. But that was non-wetsuit swim, and I wasn't, like, well prepared for the masses and everything. I actually did another iron distance race after that. Just 4 weeks after my first Ironman race, I did another one in Finland. I guess I had a swim time of 1:16 then. Wow. So obviously I did a lot better 4 weeks later with less crowd around me and being able to use wetsuit. But yeah, back to the other question, my best swim time is now currently 1:02 in Mallorca, a non-wetsuit swim. So yeah, I've been able to bring it down a good 15 minutes or so, if we don't count that devastating Switzerland swim.
No, you have to count that swim. They all count.
well, yeah. Then I bring it down like a massive 40 minutes.
I love that. What do you attribute that improvement to, Aku? I mean, you obviously spend a lot of time in the water, but is there certain things that you've done that you feel have really improved your swim?
That's interesting, Brad, for you to mention that. Obviously, I spend a lot of time in the pool. Because I really don't. That's because it's logistically hardest to get in, especially in the weeks when I have kids. Because I can't really leave them alone for a couple hours to disappear in the pool. I cannot use my cell phone during swimming, so I'm not reachable then. So I would say I probably manage to average something like 2 swims a week. There are periods when I'm able to get like 3 swims a week. That's not a lot, averaging 2 or 3 swims a week. But still, we've been doing a ton of different kind of workouts to find out what gives me the best benefits.
You mentioned your coach in our first chat. Have you got help with regards to your technique? Because as you say, it's one thing being able to swim, but it's a totally different thing being able to swim crawl and swimming crawl that you're effective in the water and you're as efficient as possible.
Mm. Obviously, My coach has had a good impact on my swim improvements. We've done a couple video sessions for looking at my technique when we meet face to face at some training camp or stuff like that. Or sometimes I video my swim and send it over to him to watch out and comment. But other than that, I haven't really had much like hand-to-hand guidance on swimming technique.
What sort of workout do you love doing in the pool?
Like my favorites.
Yeah.
I guess I really like those hold pace efforts, be it 100s or 50s. You can really gauge yourself where your swim is at doing those 20 100s or 40 50s or stuff like that. Really pushing the pace, seeing where you're at. I could say I kind of enjoy those one maybe the most. I'm not too like concerned about long efforts also, but we don't tend to do those too often.
What do you hate about swimming?
The water temperatures. Actually getting in the pool. And that's always the worst part. I don't know, the logistical issues. You have to get somewhere, shower, get in the cold pool, get out, shower, get back home. It's too much hassle to get it done.
I love that. Aku, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting a little bit about your bike and what you've done on the bike in the next or the next time we chat. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.